Hello. I just got a great idea. I was sitting at the table and I found this. Everybody got one of these? Oh, it's not what you think. I decided to join for my New Year's resolution the band. So now watch this. Yeah, I wrote that. Oh, you guys, you're cute. How's everybody doing this morning? Was that like an awesome skit? Oh, I'm going to have to puncture some of you all's funny bones. What is this I have up here? Just stuff? Oh, this is a flow that I never follow. My daughter says, Mom, this is what you're supposed to follow. You're not very procedure-oriented. And I guess I'm not. But good morning to each and every one of you and our first-time guests. Good morning. Do you like the arrangement today? Is it awesome? I just want to say thank you to every woman that put this together, because you know what? It just didn't happen, did it? All these table leaders did this just for you and me. So let's put our hands together and thank them. Thank you, guys. You're awesome. Now, if you don't have your hat on or your fun stuff, you got to get it on, because it won't be a fun service if you don't. You got hats at your table, whistles at your table, you got fun stuff, you got to put it on. See, there you go. There you go. Hallelujah. How's the food this morning? Awesome? Okay, let's pray this morning over the word. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We glorify your name that we entered into a beautiful praise and worship service. And then, Lord, just that fun, girls having fun with girls. We thank you, God, for what 2009 offers us. We thank you for the word today, and that we're going to go forth, Father God, with not only happy view year, but happy new year, and we in you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 How cute. How many here are so happy 2008 is kind of behind us? It's been kind of like sometimes a noose around our neck. We've been carrying 08 around for a long time. I know that great things have happened in 08 too, amen. We all have good testimonies of that. But personally, I'm kind of happy for a new day. There's something about New Year's that just opens up a new realm of thinking, and that's what I just love so much. Today I'm going to call my message, New Year's resolutions. How about this one? New Year re-solution. How many need some resolutions in your life? You know, I'm excited about resolutions, you know. I'm going to tell a secret on Bishop. Y'all can keep a secret? Yeah, you sure? Yeah, right. You're all lying. You got your fingers crossed. But about 4 or 5 years ago, Bishop decided to go to Weight Watchers. I know he'd like shoot me if anybody knew that. And we came into a room not much different than like this, like 99.999 women, right? So if anybody knows Bishop, and a lot of you that are close with him knows, he's one of this offer, you know, it's all or nothing. So he signed up like for a bazillion years, if that's a word, just a bazillion, out of pocket, paid it with the credit card. And during the first 20 minutes of the Weight Watchers meeting, okay, he looks at me and he says, I think this is cult. He was using any biblical term to get out of there and run like crazy, because, you know, his New Year's resolution was not going to Weight Watchers, you know. So we skedaddled out of there. I should have went behind his back, huh, and got that money back. That's totally my Italian nature, is get the money back, you know. But I got 10 things I want to read to you for your New Year's resolution. And you know what? Every one of us girls are going to love this. I mean, it's going to be up each one of our alleys this morning. Number one, read less books. A little learning is a dangerous thing. Too much of it can wreck your head. Two, gain weight, at least 40 pounds. Didn't your mom tell you to not be skinny? Eat all that's on your plate? Cut down on exercise, number three. Too much of it's bad for your health. It can even kill you. We don't want to die, huh? Four, watch a whole bunch more TV. It's very educational. Catch up on all these programs, what you missed down through the years. Number five, draw up a list of people. Now, I know you're going to love this, girls. I know some of your deep, dark secrets. Now, watch this. Draw up a list of your people who were nasty to you in the past year and get your own back on them next year. That would be this year. Whew, don't you love this? I like this one. Six, listen less and gossip more. It keeps our minds sharpened. Seven, eat more nice things like candy, Big Macs, popcorn, ice cream. Eat less junk like fresh fruits, vegetables, and soy nuts. Yeah? Nine, play more computer games. Yeah. Scientists say that they're good for you and improve your visual skills. I love it. Okay. Work less. Take it easy. All work and no play can make you a dull girl. Woo! Oh, okay. That was the taker. And 10, be less optimistic. It gives you more to think about. Now, don't you love that? Don't you wish that sometimes we could reverse the curse and walk in that and have all the, you know, all the stuff we really love to do in our flesh? Yeah. Yeah, I'm just teasing with you, you know. That makes a bad day. But anyway, getting serious today. New Year's resolutions. How many, and don't show your hand, feel like you've lived a stressed out life? Well, I'll raise mine and a foot and a leg and something else, anything I can lift. Because really, life brings stress. If you live in the world today, if you're a mom, if you're a wife, if you're on the workplace, we're going to have stress. Amen? But if you're continually, say continually, if you're continually stressed out, you need to think of a way to start aligning your thoughts to God's Word. And we're going to be talking about that this morning. Women of God, we do not need to be carrying stress. It's a weight that we need to really be shed of. You know, we talk about always being shedding pounds in the New Year's. Well, we need to shed weights of stress. And so my New Year's resolution or resolutions for us today is I believe that as we're seeking God as women and God's kingdom first, that the number one thing that we need to deal with is anything that brings stress into our life. Bishop brought a great word Wednesday night. I don't know if he was here. And he hit some of those points. I was kind of aggravated because he was highlighting some of my good stuff for today. I wanted to be the one to say, stop it, you know? But anyway, I wrote this down. And I wrote this. The measure of thought you give to kingdom of God determines the level of manifestation that you'll experience from it. You know, God's word is so amazing. And, you know, get a Bible this year that you enjoy to read, whether it's the Message or Amplified or the King James. Bishop always likes the New King James. I say no. I like the Amplified. I like those long, wordy versions. Kind of tells me, you know, get shape up a little bit more. But, you know, get into the Word of God today and make it a perpetual thing. Let it be habitual in your life. Because the greatest habit that you can form is reading your Word. Because in it is just chock full of great promises from God. Mark 4:24 says this in the Amplified. I have several versions this morning. This one's from the Amplified. It says this in 24. And he said to them, be careful. You know, I love it when God always starts out with a warning to us. He starts out in the Message here in Mark. He said to them, be careful what you're hearing. You know, the Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. And I say this to each and every one of us. The same operation applies in the negative. If you're hearing negativity, whether it come out your own voice or the voice of another, listen to me, it's not going to be, it will be fruitful, but not in your cause. It will be against you. But he starts out, and I love that. Be careful for what you're hearing. Now watch this. The measure of thought and study you give to it and the truth you hear will be the measure of the virtue and knowledge that comes back to you, and more besides that will be given to you to what you hear. Isn't that interesting? And if you don't believe that, that pendulum swings both ways. It does. So I say this, if I'm going to, and I say this so much, I mean, I could coin this phrase. If I'm in a boat going in a direction, and I'm in the boat, whether it be in the storm or whether it be in a good place, I want to get to the next place. I'm going to stay in the boat, and I'm going to continue to row harder if need be, because my situation may be the same, but the way I perceive it and the way I act up, I can change that. You know, everything that we have in life, girls, listen to me, you can change. You don't have to stay where you are or where you've been. It's a delegated choice of your own. You know, we can stand up and hear, the devil, you know, the devil made me do it. The devil don't make us do anything. Our flesh makes us react. You know, my flesh makes me react. I wish I could say when I'm in the car that my flesh doesn't react. I wish I could say when I'm at home with the bishop, you know, who's so easygoing all the time. Who loves to tell stories on me. And I don't get the voice. I got the voice today. He's not the easiest person to live with. Yeah, I don't wear this crown for nothing. I gotta have something to throw back at the feet of Jesus. My life sufferings with my man. I'm wearing the crown. They got any jewels? I don't know. But it was kind of crooked this morning. But the truth is, I have a choice, don't I? In my relationship with my husband, with my relationship with you, with my relationship with the Father, and the relationship I don't want to have. I don't want to have tea and crumpets with the devil. We don't want that. What we want to do is we want to sit at the table of with God's promises and His preciousness. Amen? So I like that. What measure that you obtain will come back at you. Now watch this. The word examine, I like that word. It determines your thought life. I looked up that word examine. It means this. It means look at, inspect, scrutinize, study, investigate, analyze, appraise, and test. And you know, when I think about that very last word, you know, in the Bible, for some of us that are studious in the Bible, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, try the spirits. And what that means is, you know, we don't understand a lot of times the things that happen in our life, we think are just generalized, the things that we go through. But the truth of the matter, we need to examine everything in our thought life. We need to scrutinize it. You know, we scrutinize ourselves, don't we? And every time we do, ladies, listen to me, it's going to be in a negative. I mean, we're just going to scrutinize our way our shoes look, the way we feel about ourselves, the way we look in the mirror. I told all of you guys to get rid of your times 10 mirrors. It's scary. I'm about ready to throw it away. I love that faraway look in the dim light. You know, get dimmers for your bathroom. That's my motto. Yeah, your eyeshadow might be a little different, but you will look so good while you're doing it, you know. But, you know, when we scrutinize and study our behavior, we have poor behavior. We would not put up with that with our children, hey? But what we do is we have poor behavior in ourselves. So each time you examine it, if you examine your life and the choices that you make in life, if they're good things that go back and beneficial to the Word of God, that's why I want to challenge you with the Word this year. Let the Word of God be your roadmap. Because when that happens, you're not going to have to go back to A. Kind of like that skit this morning. That was awesome. I found it funny. I mean, whew, that was funny. And I love comedy. But you know what? You know, we can make the same old, we can say the same old thing every year. But you know what? If we're not going to abide by it, you know, then that's not resolutions in our life. If you want victory in 2009, girls, you're going to have resolutions. You know, what's that saying? And I got it written down in here because I said it a couple times. I didn't coin it. But if you do the same things you've always done the same way, you're going to always have the same results. And then they call that insanity. You know, if you continue to do the old path, if you continue to think the way you always thought, you know, the truth is, and I'm not against AA meetings and things like that. As a Christian, I believe God wants to deliver us from our afflictions, and what we speak is very important. But you know, a lot of times when a person goes to AA meetings and they get the 12 spiritual helps and things like that, and I say God bless whatever works. But the bottom line is we need a relationship with God. But I will tell you something. What I have found about people that I've dealt with that have been sober for years at a time, or maybe out of drugs, the drug scenes for many years, what I have found is that they're not doing what they did, but their mindsets have not changed. So they keep thinking like an alcoholic or a drug user. Well, you know, and so them are habitual habits that are formed in our life that we need to program out. You know, there was a saying said years ago, and we laugh at it today, but it's hard to unpickle a pickle. The truth is, when it comes fresh out of the garden, it's amazing. But when you live in the society that we live in today, and we listen to what we listen to, and we read what we want to read, and we don't change our thinking, we don't change the habitual things that God wants in our life for us, then what happens, we're sabotaging ourselves, and we may be born again. We may be living in a house with our husbands. We may be living in or having the workplace job. Everything is like you want change, but your environment is not changing because you're not making your environment change. And your environment always starts with the way you think. When I wake up in the morning, I'm just like you girls. I'm just like you girls. Some days I wake up and I feel depressed. Yeah, shocking, huh? But it's true. Some days, you know, hormones are there, or maybe things didn't go the way Gloria Pruitt wanted them to, or maybe something happened in the ministry that made me sad, or maybe I felt negated, or, you know, all these things that I feel too as a woman. But I wake up in the morning, and I, honest to God, ladies, I practice this. I say, this is the day that the Lord has made. And there's just something that's so magical that takes place inside of me when I say that. It's like I'm letting the presence of God take over my life that moment, rather than me just going through the ritual and, you know, hiding it all and all that. I just give it over to God. Now, my problem may stay the same. You know, my situation may be exactly the same throughout the whole day. But the thing is, the way I process it and the way I re-solution my thoughts has everything to do with everything. Say amen. It really does. So you got to have you got to scrutinize your thought life. If it's not working for you, change it. Say, I can change it. Here's the deal. When you're subject to the world system, honestly, you're going to be subject to fear and stress. Every time you turn the TV on, there's something negative. And I'm going to tell you something, ladies. Listen to me. The world's greatest thing that can come at us is the media hypes up everything negative because it's called show business. You know, when's the last time they've shown something spectacular, and if they do, it's on such a tiny, minuscule thing, you know, it's just a tiny little thing. But everything is dramatized to the hilt when it comes to the news, because the more drama in the media, the more negative in the media to put the fear in the people, the more people are glued to the TV set, believing everything. But I got news for you. When we're born again believers, when we put our trust in God, when Jesus is the first in our life, though 1,000 fall to the right and 10,000 fall to the left, nothing will touch you. I mean, that's a thing you can trust. You can take it to the bank. Years ago, I mean, I have so many stories I could just write books, volumes of them. But I remember years ago, back in the day in Rockford, Illinois, and I was a brand new believer, 24 years young in age, and just a brand new believer in the Lord. And this disease came through Rockford, Illinois. Now, not the elm tree disease. I don't know if any of you remember that, but no, not that. That was like before my time. But this was like some type of this bug was hitting all the trees, and all the neighbors' trees were just falling down. And I lived in a different neighborhood than that which was happening, but my sister and her neighborhood, all the trees were dying. And I said, I don't care. The Word of God says we can lay hands on the sick, and we can see them recover. Every name is above the name of, every name is below the name of Jesus. His name is above. We're going to go lay hands on those bug-infested trees. I swear to you, we're going to call them well. We're going to call them healed. See, I didn't start laying hands on people. I started laying hands on trees. I started commanding bugs to die, you know. And we went out there and we just marched around that little tree. We anointed our feet with oil. We spoke the Word of God and we commanded. So help me. Honest, my sister's trees lived. Everyone else in that whole block lost their trees. Woo! That's the kind of God we serve. He's awesome, you know. But it's the way you think. Are you gonna be set back by stress and fear? Or you want to be a champion? See, you are a champion. You know, the thing is this: you are a champion. See, you can't. I'm not taking it off. I got me a crown, and I'm wearing it. Jesus is going to have a hard time taking that off. You better give me a lot of them to throw back. But, because I'm pretty vain that way. I even made my daughter give up her red hat for me. Yeah, I had to, you know, look. I had to have red. Red and black just go together. But the truth of the matter is, see, you hear people say this. You know, you got to make Jesus Lord. You can't make him anything he already is. Woo! But you need to make him Lord in your world. And when you're walking in stress and fear and you're reacting to that, you've not allowed him to be the Lord of your life. You see, because He's not working on you to be a champion. When He died for you, you obtained everything that He had. You took the ownership, girls. You're seated in heavenly places already with the Father. You already are a champion. The only problem is you don't know it. Because you're not walking the victorious life. You're choosing the lesser portion. If you want victory, you've got to start attaining and pulling down the strongholds of imaginations that line up. Defining stress. The word stress just basically means this. It means a fear factor that creates mental, emotional, and physical strain. It is a state of unresolved tension arising from pressure, irritations, and demands of life. Now, a biblical term, watch this, for the word affliction is the closest equivalent affliction can be is defined as, watch, the pressure which affects a person's life. The broad term, which may include many factors, which contribute to stress. Now, in the Greek, now watch what this says. Affliction in the Greek means this: anguish, burden, persecution, tribulation, and trouble. Say yuck. Yuck. Whew, that is a mouthful. Let me read off a few things that I printed, what common symptoms of stress are, and see if you can relate to at least one or more. Now, if you don't relate to any of these, I want to meet you after. Come see me. I'm going to let you teach next month. You must have a secret. Mental and emotional fatigue. Drug and alcohol dependency. Stomach problems. Heart problems. Loss of appetite. Physical weariness. High blood pressure. Frequent headaches. Migraines. Ulcers. Insomnia. Hypertension. See, a lot of you ladies may not realize that fear and stress cause emotional unbalance in your physical body. I think a lot of us, majority of us, and if not all, know that this morning because we're having a greater knowledge and understanding of who we are because we're thinking more health conscious. We're thinking, you know, we're delving deep more into alternative medicines rather than lots of prescriptions. So we're understanding that, but the problem is this. Your life can change. Let me just use this as an example. If you have a hyperactive child, and they want to put your child on Ritalin. Do you know 50% of that child's problem is not probably behavioral problem? It's problematic because of what they're eating and drinking in the environment. You can take by 50% of that child's stress level down by 50% by getting white flour out of your house and sugars and sodas and candies and crunchy cereals in the morning. You know, we always laugh when we see our little kids running around and they're all jumpy, whatever. But the truth of the matter, think about how stressful that is on any individual, let alone your children. Well, I believe that just by us applying every morning the principles of God's Word, just like I said, waking up stressful, but yet saying to God, now watch this, you want to see your deplete levels change by 50%? Wake up in the morning by 50%. You give your heart and soul to God. This is the day you've made. And I choose today to rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, my circumstance may not change today, but the way that I form my opinion of how my day is going to be my choice. Satan, you're a liar. You know, my God's a good gift, a good God, and every good gift comes from God. God's not out to get us. If He be for us, who be against us? If we believe today that God's not here for us, that's how He won on us, the enemy, by 100% because we figure, why try? Why bother? Because, you know, I'm in punishment or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of physical things happen. So we got to keep in mind the desires that God has for each and every one of His precious daughters this morning. He has a plan and a desire for you. Isn't that I love it. Psalm 66:12 says this: we went through the fire and through the water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment. In 08, we've been through some of the fire and the water. We've been through things. Some of us have suffered loss. We've lost loved ones. We've buried loved ones, yes. Some of us have been diagnosed with things by doctors. Some of us have had marital problems. Some of us have lost our jobs in 08. Some of us have been through a lot of things. You've been through the flood. You've been through the fire. But look what He says here in Psalms. But He brought us out to rich fulfillment. That's your promise. His promises are yes and amen. So grab a hold of the new and let go of the old. Oh, you can't bring 08 back whether it's good or bad. You don't need to be resurrecting the dead of 08 nor the promises of 08. That's not going to get you through today. Amen? The good news is the Bible teaches us how to be ready against the world. How to be ready against our situations that's going to be right in front of us. Because you know what? Every day we're challenged. We're challenged women. I just say God bless all of you. You know, being a woman is not the easiest thing to be in the world. And if men could just get a hold of that, it would be the greatest revelation that they can get. Honest to God, do you ever just feel not appreciated on the 10 level? Me too. You know? I go home, I wake up in the morning, I'm taking care of Snickerdoodles. Yeah? She's a handful. Anybody, it takes five of us. We have a village to take care of her in the office. I mean, we have people changing, taking her for walks. I mean, let alone three and four kids. Bishop wakes up, takes his shower. Yeah, reads his word. Mm-hmm. And then at 7:15, where are you? How come you're not ready? Well, let's see. I made the bed, took the shower, did a load of laundry, took care of the dog. You know, I'm running around picking up because I've turned into a teenager in my old age. I'm so sloppy that it takes me 30 minutes to pick up after me. Serious. I used to be so neat as a pin. I don't know if anybody can remember those days. I just was so neat. And I was always waiting for the day my kids would grow up so the house would stay clean. It is cute, though. Bishop would have his little shoes on the stairway. And then I got everything strewed around. I destroy a kitchen. Denise, making a hamburger. Now, you girls that know, come over and have lunch with me. It's destroyed. But, you know, I'll tell you something. Women, you know, you are amazing creatures. God made us all so multifaceted. Men cannot keep up. I'm sorry. I would love to see your man keep up with your schedule one day and really do it the way you do it. Woohoo! Put your hands together for you! You work, you take care of your kids, you wash, iron, cook, clean, get to music lessons. You're taking the kids here, you're taking them there, and it's to the doctor, and it's to the church, and all your responsibilities. And here you sit in front of me with smiles on your faces. Woo! You all energize me! Hallelujah. But I have to tell you, my one son at home, Bishop, He's like three other women. Men. What, darling? Oh, wrap it up. I'm only on my second thing. What time is it anyway? How come mine only says 9:30? I'm gonna let it go just a few more minutes. Is it okay? All right, just a few more minutes. John 6:63 says this, it is the Spirit of God who gives life. He is the life giver. The flesh conveys no benefit whatever. There is no profit in it. If you want life-giving stuff in miracle signs and wonders in your life, in your home, on your job, listen to me, if you convey to the flesh, there's going to be no benefit. Say no benefit. You all know God has the highest standard of living. You know, God sets a high bar for us, doesn't he? And you know why God sets a high bar for us? He sets a high standard because he's trying to get something to us. He wants us to see us live the most fulfilled, rich life that there is on the planet Earth today. And he really does. Mark 4:14 says this in the Amplifier. I love this. He says, when you allow yourself to be too busy, worried, or concerned, you allow the word to be choked out. The ones along the path are the ones where the word was sown in their hearts. But when they hear, Satan comes at once by force to take the message that was sown in them. And in the same way, the ones sown up on stony ground are the ones that they hear the word, at once receive and accept it welcome with joy. This morning, you're receiving this message with welcome and joy. And honestly, it's falling into, I want to believe, good ground. But the minute that you walk out this door, if you don't apply what's being said about worry and anxiety, yet seed, the Bible says, now watch this, what did it say here? By force Satan comes, today you may be tempted to have stress and worry. And your seed's going to come right on out of the good soil that it was planted in your heart today, and it's going to fall by the wayside, and the Bible says it's going to be choked up. Listen to this, Matthew 6:25 says this, do not worry about your life. Now this is a challenge for me too. Look at the birds of the air. Why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field. If God so clothed the grass of the field, will He not clothe you? But first you seek the kingdom of God. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry of its own things. Hallelujah. With tomorrow. But watch this. Romans 12:2 says, and I'm going to wind this up. Number 12, 1 and 2, and it's such a scripture we use so often. Place your life before God. So here's what I meant for you. And this is in the message. God helping you take every day, your ordinary life, your sleeping, you're eating, you're going to work, and you're walking around, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you, for it's the best thing that you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture or the way you think to fit in without even thinking. But instead, fix your attention on God. Fix your attention on God, and you will be changed from the inside out. Can you say amen today? Now I've got like continuations. I've got stuff to say and no time. I don't like this time limit stuff. I'm turning into Bishop. But I want to say to you in closing just a couple of minutes, and then I want to have a chance to minister to you and our elders' wives and our leadership this morning, is that today's a new day. Every one of us girls here today are going to face challenges. None of us are exempt. I wish I could say to you today that you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and there would never be any problems that would pre-exist in your life again. But the truth of the matter is we're going to be faced with challenges just like we were in 2008. But if we have resolutions to the new year, if you make a promise to God. I was watching a show the other day and it was on gratefulness and ungratefulness. It was a movie of sorts. And one of the psychiatrists said this, and I won't coin it as my own because I thought it was just really cool. And I thought, well, I'm going to share that today, is you need to get a journal today. And every single day you start your morning off. If you've got kids going to school, then you get up 30 minutes early. You start your day out praising God. And you take a journal, and not just to hear Him, because that may take time, but write a journal of the things that you're grateful for. Just even if it's, I'm just grateful I woke up today and I didn't see a doctor and say I am facing cancer in my body. I woke up today and you know what? I got a roof over my head. I woke up today and I actually can see the words on the page. I'm not believing God because I'm blind. I woke up today and I have air in my lungs. I have feet to walk on. I live in America. No matter how much America is down, God bless America! Because the greatest, there's not one poverty person that lives in America today on the street doesn't have it better than another third world country. So I want you girls this year of 2009, I want to challenge all of you, not just leadership, but every one of you. I want to challenge you to be a better you. Because you know why? You are a champion. You just have to come to a place of realization that God loves you. And you're better. You're better than even what you think you are. And I want to challenge you today. I want us each to stand on our feet this morning and pay homage to God for just a moment. You know, in 1974, I gave myself to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, if you're here today, now I want you to hear this with your heart. If you're a prostitute, your former life, and that's one side of the pendulum. If you were a drinker, you've been married, divorced a bazillion times. If you were a thief, if you were in prison, and I gave this altar call to you today, you'd say, you know what, Sister Pruitt, the truth is, I need that. But a lot of times people that's never drank a thimble of beer, they've never said a cuss word, they've never done bad things, you know, in their life and in their world to upset their world or someone else. Maybe you've done the best job that we're still trying to work at. But you know what the Bible tells me in the book of Romans? For all have sinned. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You say, but I've never killed anybody. I've never did the things that you talked about. But the bottom line is when Adam and Eve died, and then when they was in the garden, and she ate the apple, and they were kicked from the garden, original sin happened. And I was that self-righteous girl. I mean, I did a lot of things in my life, not to be, but honestly, I felt if I wasn't killing somebody or doing some of these other things, I was okay. You all know what I mean. And I was self-righteous. And I didn't know what I was missing out on of the born-again relationship. If you're here today and you've never asked Jesus to come in your heart, it's not by joining this church. It's not by giving money in this place. It's not by anything. But accepting the Lord Jesus Christ is one of the, it's the benefit of what God did through His Son Jesus. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And when we acknowledge that Jesus is our Savior today, I'm going to pray a prayer which most of us have prayed this. It changed my life. If you've never said this prayer today and you mean it, something spectacular is going to happen on the inside of you. You're going to be what the Bible calls born again. And what that means is that Jesus is just going to take ownership on the inside of you. That you're going to have something, all that I talked about today, all the promises were going to be there and benefits for you. Why? Because you chose the right portion. So if you want to pray with me today, we're going to all pray this out loud. Let's bow our head and let's pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank You that in 2009,